24th of December, Luke 1, 67-79. His father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke this prophecy. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has visited his people, he has set them free. And he has established for us a saving power in the house of his servant David, just as he proclaimed by the mouth of his holy prophets from ancient times, that he would save us from our enemies and from the hands of all those who hate us, and show faithful love to our ancestors, and so keep in mind his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant us, free from fear, to be delivered from the hands of our enemies, to serve him in holiness and uprightness in his presence all our days. And you, little child, you shall be called prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare a way for him, to give his people knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the faithful love of our God, in which the rising sun has come from on high to visit us, to give light to those who live in darkness and the shadow dark as death, and to guide our feet into the ways of peace. The last words of the Gospel of today should help us to let come the message of Christmas deep in our heart. It is the merciful love of God which is moving him to come to us human beings, a mercy which we did not earn, which is a gift from our Lord, a free gift from him. This moved our Heavenly Father, this very special expression of his love. And when we meditate this in these days of the birth of our Lord, then our heart will be changed under the influence of the merciful love, and we experience it as a wonderful gift. Humility and thankfulness are the fruits if we let come this wonderful gift of God deeply in our heart. So it might be silent in us, and we will praise the greatness of our Lord, his generosity, who does not forget those who are in darkness and the shadows of death and lets them go. No, he comes for himself to look for what is lost. We all are in need of a greater light, even when the Lord is already living in our heart. So much is missing that this mercy can also penetrate ourselves, and we understand it and practice it the right way. Always the mercy is before us and is calling us for conversion, that she can remain in us for a long while. And she is very close, united with truth. Because without truth, it would be not real mercy, and mercy would lose its special dignity. She could be used for human relativism, and so take away the seriousness of the call for conversion. Also, we will not see right in the way how deeply human beings are in the darkness and how much he needs this merciful love of God. And the mercy is a special challenge of love towards man who really did something against us. And it's a difference between compassion and solidarity with the misery of the creation in general. In the merciful love, we will meet the greatness and generosity of the love of God and invites us also to be generous. Because in the mercy there is a very specific dignity which will give a wonderful beauty to our soul if we receive it and practice it. so the mercy of God may invite us to be similar to him, that other people also can understand through us this way of God in his mercy and understand, wow, this is God. And they will understand that they can trust him. In the time now of Christmas, I look to all the meditations which I did in the last year. They might be in service for those who now came during this year to listen to us. But also for those who listened last year, it might be a repetition with the wonderful songs also of Arpa Day. So we wish all those who are listening to us a very deep and wonderful time of Christmas and a lot of Holy Spirit, that we all can witness this wonderful love of God which is shining in the birth of the Son of God in Bethlehem. Greetings from Ilya and Harper Day.
The song we listen to today says, "Drop down, dew, you heavens from above, and let the clouds rain down the just one." And the strophe says, "Behold, O Lord, the affliction of thy people, and send forth him who is to come. Send forth the Lamb, the ruler of the earth, from the rock of the desert to the mount of daughter Zion, that he may take away the yoke of our captivity."
Rorate cenide super, et nubes pluant justu.
Rorate cenide super, et nubes pluant justu.
Vide Domine afflictionem populi tui, et mihi teque misurus es. Emite agnum dominatorem terre, de petra deserti ad montem filie Sion. Ut auferat ipse jugum captivitatis nos.